Right, I thought today was another good day. You know, coming off the second scrimmage, you really challenged the guys yesterday about you know, what we wanted your practice to look like. You know, the urgency, the competitiveness. You know, tried to script it to create more competitive situations. You know, got some a little bit of series work there at the end, just forcing guys to continue to have to, you know, take ownership of down landmarks on the field. You know, situations of the game. Got some overtime situations put in. You're just continuing to see these guys grow in their knowledge and, you know, overall, you know, understanding of what to expect and, you know, just continuing to work on the fundamentals and details of being able to execute, you know, at a higher level. But, you know, I've been pleased with the workload. I thought, you know, today, you guys, you know, explosive plays on both sides of the ball. You know, you felt the speed. I thought the guys came out and, you know, worked at a high level. So it was a good practice.
The run game and those team situations seem to be pretty crisp.
Yeah, it's you're getting better. You know, it's one of those things that you just, you know, as you're working, you know, different schemes, you know, different looks. You're trying to make sure that it does come down to, you know, the details and fundamentals. Are you doing a good job with your landmarks? Whether it's O line, tight ends, receivers, you know, obviously backs, tracks, you know, things, you know, different elements. I thought our quarterback's management of the run game has been getting, you know, much better, and you know, the way that they've, you know, kind of taken control of that, understanding checks, understanding different looks that, you know, of what we like to see, and, you know, different ways to be able to mix it. But I thought guys did well.
After watching film, was DJ as good as you thought he was after the scrimmage, and did he carry it over?
Yeah, you know, I thought he had a really good scrimmage, you know, and then I thought today, you know, saw some really good things. So I'm excited, and I thought Brock, you know, it's fun to see him growing up into, you know, this second year and just where he's at. You know, it's just that steady progress, that steady growth. I thought both those guys did some really good things today, too.
Probably made some splash plays today.
Well, no, I mean, and that was the challenge. I mean, he was one that got, you know, challenged this last few days. And, you know, in the scrimmage, he made a couple of good plays, you know, that we need him to step up and make. And, you know, then today, I thought you felt him. And, I mean, there's been, you know, a few days where you haven't in this in the spring ball, and that's, you know, that was well received, and, you know, I guess you know, the point got across, because he was definitely really good today.
Brock had a really big run. I don't want to give everything away, but, like, was that something he was dialed up specifically for him to keep, or was that him just playing good football and interpreting things well?
Yeah, interpreting. He was a great interpreter there.
His athleticism, playing stuff.
Oh, he went over, he went over 20 miles per hour on that run. So, I mean, it was speed, athleticism, like that's where you could see the strength. That's something we tend to forget, you know, when guys, as they go through the process of their, you know, career, you know, you see them get stronger, you see the agility improve, that's the confidence movements. But, yeah, no, he was flying.
In the scrimmage, obviously we know you've got a lot of veteran offensive linemen, but you've got some young guys trying to make a name for themselves, work themselves in rotation. Did any of those guys stand out when you watched the film in the scrimmage?
Yeah, you know, an older guy that I think has had a hell of a spring that is Bryson Estes. Like, I think he's playing the best football he's played since he's been here. I'm proud of him. And, you know, he's really worked hard. You know, he's playing faster, playing more confident. And, I mean, going back and watch, I thought he did a really nice job. I'm seeing, you know, Jalen Early, Lucas Simmons, you know, Andre Otto. I mean, those guys are doing a good job. You know, it's good to see that growth. I mean, even with the newcomers that have joined in, those guys are really coming along. But I'm excited about that group. I think we got a lot of talented guys that you have an opportunity, and you know, just continue to compete.
DJ's kind of improved it the last few times, just that him playing so much football and knowing when to turn it on, or it's just him being now?
No, I just think it's reps. I mean, like, it's like if you go in and you learn, I mean, he's learned three different languages in whatever, I guess, the last 3 years. And, you know, everything's going to, there will be times where that helps the process just because of experience. But it's still, you know, I mean, we do things a certain way, and we get certain reads, certain timing, certain, you know, elements that, you know, to the offense that, you know, I thought would be a really good fit for him. And just as you see him building confidence in that, it's exciting. It's exciting to see the, His growth, I think his consistency is something I've been pleased with the last few days. Like, you know, you're eliminating the uncertainty in times, and it's only going to continue to improve as we move closer to the end of spring ball, but then also as we get closer to fall camp. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.